Yesterday marked the 25th anniversary of the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The landmark legislation covers a wide range of civil rights issues for people with disabilities. Disability advocates across the country celebrated the law's quarter-century birthday over the weekend, including some right here in the Lansing area. Current State's April Van Buren talked to a few of them about the impact the ADA has had in our community in the past 25 years.
One which has, for too many generations, separated Americans with disabilities from the freedom they could glimpse but not grasp. And once again, we rejoice as this barrier falls, proclaiming together, we will not accept, we will not excuse, we will not tolerate discrimination in America. I now lift my pen to sign this Americans with Disability Act and say, let the shameful wall of exclusion finally come tumbling down. God bless you all.
It's been 25 years since President George H.W. Bush signed the Americans with Disabilities Act. Like other civil rights legislation before it, the ADA prohibits discrimination in areas like employment, public services, and public accommodations. Its passage was a pivotal moment for disability rights advocates who had been fighting for years to make their communities more inclusive. Duncan Wyeth was one of those advocates. He says there was a sense of accomplishment in the air on that July day in 1990.
It was the result of a real collaboration among different disability groups who have not always worked well together. You know, every group has tended to have its special interests. So to collaborate on an effort and to have it pass in Congress by such an incredibly wide margin. But I think at the same time, you know, on July 26th of 1990, there was also this sense that, wow, this is great, but in many ways our work has just begun.
I met Duncan at the Capital Area Center for Independent Living, or CASIL for short. The organization helps people with a wide range of disabilities live a more independent life. Last Friday, a group of CASIL staff and consumers gathered at the center to celebrate the ADA's 25th birthday. Executive Director Mark Pierce says a lot has changed for people with disabilities since 1990.
When you think about participation, you have to be there. And if you're not there, you're not participating. Some of the things that's done is like, especially in our Lansing area, we have a SPECTRAN, which is a special transportation service offered to folks with disabilities, which would pick them up at their home and take them to whatever event or place they have to go. That's really enhances anyone's capability to be a part of the community because transportation is key.
A big part of helping people with disabilities participate in their community is making it possible for them to actually move around in those communities. Things like wheelchair ramps and ATM buttons with Braille on them have become part of our normal landscape. But before 1990, just getting around the neighborhood could be a struggle for someone with a physical disability. Teresa Weaver is a staff member at CASIL. She says she grew up in Lansing at a time when there were hardly any accommodations for people using wheelchairs like herself.
There were times when it was very hard for my family members to get me around, even like downtown Lansing or different places like that. And the accessible bathrooms, there weren't accessible bathrooms when I was growing up, so sometimes that made it hard when my family member would have to come in and help me in the bathroom.
Today, Teresa is able to drive her car to the grocery store or the mall and know that most will have automatic doors and aisles wide enough for her to move through. CASIL's assistive technology trainer Kelly Blackwell says these kinds of inclusive design changes haven't just helped people with disabilities either.
So if you think of a doorway that's an automatic doorway and it opens, obviously that's going to be useful for someone that is a wheelchair user, but it also might be useful for someone that has their hands full and can't turn that doorknob as an example. Thinking of automatic faucets, same thing. If someone doesn't have full mobility of their hands, it's going to be useful for them. But also, if you think of a mom that's juggling, carrying her kids into the restroom or whatever and has to get two sets of messy hands clean, those automatic faucets work for instances like that as well.
The ADA's impact on physical space is visible in pretty much every public building and city street. But what's not so visible is the change in people's attitude. Duncan Wyeth says when he was growing up, the barriers people with disabilities faced weren't just physical.
I've always said, if you're going to be born with a disability like I was, cerebral palsy, choose your parents well. And in 1947, when I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, the prognosis was that I would never walk, I would have very limited intelligence, and I would likely be dead by age 40. And therefore, the recommendation was to my parents that I, Duncan, should be placed in an institution and they should go have another baby. Well, the only thing they did was they wouldn't have another baby, my sister.
Duncan's parents fought hard to keep him in his neighborhood school and make sure he had the same opportunities as his peers. But many children born with physical or cognitive disabilities did end up in institutions or got separated into special education classrooms. Teresa Weaver says that meant people with disabilities were often invisible to the broader community.
It seemed like when I was growing up, to me, at times, it seemed like I was the only person with a disability that was out in the community.
But thankfully, she says, that's changing now.
You can hardly go out anywhere without seeing a person with a disability, whether it be a mobility issue like a wheelchair user or somebody using crutches or a walker or whatever to someone who is visually impaired or someone who is hearing impaired. It's more the norm now than the exception to the norm.
Duncan Wyeth says it's taken more than 25 years to get to this point. The ADA didn't appear out of thin air in 1990. Like other civil rights legislation, it was the result of years of activism and incremental changes. The disability rights movement got its start in the wake of the Vietnam War.
We had a survival rate of people with serious service-related injuries, a very high survival rate, unlike any previous war. And a lot of these individuals came back and they could no longer access their favorite restaurant. They were excluded from transportation. They had tremendous barriers to employment.
Injured soldiers joined forces with other people in the disability rights community to push Congress to act. The Rehabilitation Act, signed in 1973, protected people with disabilities from employment discrimination at any agency receiving federal money. At the same time, says Duncan, some states were making their own strides toward accessibility.
During the 70s, Michigan, without a doubt, was one of probably four or five states that had tremendous activism in transportation and housing, deinstitutionalization, education, and the independent living movement, of which CASEL is our crown jewel.
The Capital Area Center for Independent Living got its start in 1976 as the Handicapper Advocacy Alliance. The organization was one of the first to utilize a cross-disability model, bringing together people with physical disabilities, visual and hearing impairments, as well as cognitive and intellectual disabilities.
And there was, I think, a real excitement for the first time, certainly in the Tri-County area, that people with disabilities could be and should be fully participating citizens, that we should be more than just recipient of services, that we could in fact be service providers ourselves.
The ADA, along with efforts from organizations like CASEL, have opened up opportunities that just didn't exist for people with disabilities when Duncan was growing up.
As a child, I never saw a person with a disability as a sport person. In fact, I remember when I dreamed, if I would have a dream about making a winning basket or scoring a touchdown or winning a foot race, I would be non-disabled in my dreams.
Today, Duncan says, you can turn on your TV and see people with disabilities weighing in on political debates, cracking jokes on a sitcom, and participating in elite sporting events like the Paralympics. But despite the progress that's been made, people with disabilities still face significant hurdles when it comes to full participation in their communities. While the ADA prohibits employers from discriminating based on someone's disability, people who have a disability still have an unemployment rate that's twice the national average. Getting around is easier than it once was, but it can still be a struggle for people living in communities without strong public transportation systems. And while people with disabilities are more visible today, stigma and stereotypes can still get in the way of real equality. While laws have done a lot to change life for people with disabilities, Duncan Wyeth says they can't solve every problem.
When the Civil Rights Act was signed in 1964, racism didn't disappear. When Title IX was signed, gender discrimination didn't cease. And when ADA was passed, ableism, handicap discrimination, did not disappear. Legislation is a tool. It is a tool for social change. It does not in and of itself change social activity.
What changes people's attitude in the next 25 years won't be laws or regulations, Duncan says. It will be the continued education and advocacy efforts of organizations like CASEL in every community. For Current State, this is April Van Buren. Mm-hmm.